everybody? How's San Diego Comic-Con going?
Pretty good!
Yeah! Nice witch hats, guys!
Yeah.
We are Comic Book Club from New York City. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm John.
And first of all, we wanted to thank Fringe for warming you guys up for us. That was really nice of them to come out and do that.
Classic warm-up group yeah. Cast of Fringe.
We've been traveling the country with Fringe, and they do all the warm-up stuff for us.
Right. They come out, do a tight 15,
yep.
And then we come on, and then the Bacon Brothers close for us.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if you want to stick around. They're just there's one semi-famous brother.
Whoa. And then there's Kevin.
Yep.
Guys, I'm very excited about the show we have. We're going to have a San Diego Comic-Con centered show, as you can probably imagine. But we have two amazing guests for you. One of them has a show coming up on Adult Swim. And the other guy is the producer of Batman Brave and the Bold, Thundercats, and plenty more stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Craig Rowan and Michael Jelinek!
Yeah!
Yes!
All right!
They're doing it! They're
nice.
Coming out.
Welcome.
Guys,
we're
thank
here.
You so much.
Hey,
just thanks so much for coming on the show.
Semicircle.
Thank you.
Yeah, fun to be here.
Yeah.
These are short director's chairs we're sitting in for non-directors.
thank you so much for coming. Michael, let's chat with you first. So you were working on Thundercats. There's no new news necessarily on that, right?
No. It's officially in a holding pattern. So, yeah. So currently I am working on a new show called Teen Titans Go, which is a comedy version of the old Teen Titans. That was sort of an action anime-inspired thing, and we bring back the old cast if you remember them, and it should be a lot of fun.
Great. How did that end up coming back?
You know, the reruns of Teen Titans are huge. I mean, they do well on Cartoon Network, on Boomerang, and you know, they get more letters for that show than anything else, and, you know, it was like a no-brainer. It's like, let's turn... And Cartoon Network loves comedy, so it's like, let's turn one of the most popular action shows into comedy, and they're like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
I love all shows that take current characters you know and make them children, like Muppet Babies and Teen Titans. Like, I love the idea of, like, the younger versions of characters.
Yeah, it's great. Baby Lord of the Rings is coming out.
Yeah, I like
really.
Yeah.
Baby Gollum is terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. It actually looks more grown up.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about, so that's going to be on the DC Universe block.
Yeah, right? It'll be part of DC Nation, which is currently on Saturday mornings, and it'll be packaged with a bunch of short animated stuff and the new CGI Batman show. Yeah.
Now, what's the coordination between the comics and the animated series, or is it not at all? Do you guys hate each other?
We hate each other with a passion.
You fight, right?
No, I mean, mostly, you know, they the comic side sort of protect the brand, so they just don't want to make sure we do anything sort of, you know, put Superman in an airplane sort of thing.
Batman's a lifeguard this
yeah.
season.
Yeah. Which I pitched in DC Killed. But
wow.
You know,
lifeguard Batman, I would feel so safe swimming. Yeah.
In board shorts and
masks. No running. Slow down, please. Somebody oil my back.
And although, you know, this Teen Titans is a comedy, so we're pushing the characters in totally a different direction from what, you know, they're usually seen as, and I know DC's just sort of grinding their teeth at some of the stuff we're doing, but they've been awesome to work with.
Yeah. What, for you, is the separation between slightly more adult-skewing animation, something like Thundercats that is a little more, say, hardcore, or you
totally
know, Wonder
hardcore.
Woman movie
just
as
well. Hardcore
is deadly. Probably not the right
yeah.
word.
Yeah. It's sort of a punk animation, you know,
yeah.
really intense, in your face,
really
straight
adult. Almost too adult.
Talk about it's a G-rated program.
I mean, that's something that skews towards older children, and Teen Titans is going to skew, I guess, towards younger children.
You know, I mean, hopefully the comedy of Teen Titans is going to be something like, you know, Adventure Time. And Adventure Time's got like a huge, you know, adult following. And
yeah.
you know, anything we do in animation, if we get the sweet spot, kids are going to like it, adults are going to like it. It's like Star Wars. I mean, Star Wars sort of works for everybody. And if you find that sweet spot, that's sort of, well, for what we're doing, that's the perfect tone for everything.
We managed to get Adventure Time and Star Wars in the same sentence. I am anything
yeah.
you say after this, I'm listening and rapturing.
Yeah, they just closed down the con. Let's say that. The doors are locked. It's over.
Craig, let's chat with you a little bit.
Sure, yeah.
Hey, guys.
Cool. Oh, yeah!
Oh, guy here. All right. So, Craig, this
That's
is
plenty,
a...
I think. We got it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Craig, this is a G-rated show. It's a family show. But
yes.
you have a Adult Swim show coming on. Just remember, it's G-rated. What's the title of the show?
The title of the show is Your Pretty Face is Going to H-E Double Hockey Sticks.
Nice.
Which, if you're an adult, you can figure out what that means.
Yeah, or a hockey fan.
And if you're a child, you can figure out what that means.
Right, or if you're a hockey stick, you're just going to stay solidly a hockey stick without responding.
What's the show about?
The show is, it's about... Satan and his...
I think you can say Satan.
Are
you
allowed to say Satan? As a kid, it's lowercase S.
Yeah.
Are you running out of tape to play in your head right now?
What's that?
You're running out of tape.
Yeah, I'm just trying. It's a 2-second delay loop in my head. Yeah, it's it takes place in H-E Double Hockey Stick, and there are... It's a very corporate...
let's say heck. Let's call it heck.
Let's call it heck from now on.
Yeah, that's the real... We're really protecting the children.
Yeah, now the children...
Spell the whole interview.
So it takes place in Heck, and it's a very corporate version of Heck. So I'm on the first episode, it's like a 6-episode thing, I start as an intern in Heck. And then by the end, my character tries to work the ladder and get higher up in Heck.
And it's from the creators of Aqua Teen and Squidbillies.
Yeah,
right?
Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Dave Willis, who co-created Aqua Teen Hunger Force and Squidbillies, and Chris Kelly, who writes for those shows, wrote it and are directing it. They're hilarious. This is also, it's live action. It's not a cartoon. And it's 22 minutes. And we just filmed some stuff last month, and I'm going back. It's shooting in Atlanta. I'm going back next week to shoot the rest of it.
Hotlanta,
excuse me.
Hecklanta. Yeah. I don't think we're
That's what it's actually the name.
Hockey Sticklanta.
Can you talk about the tone and pacing on the show? I mean, Adult Swim has such a very specific aesthetic to it.
Yeah.
So how does that come through?
Well, the cool thing about it is the guys who are writing it and directing it do animation, and the look of the show is feels like a live action cartoon. You know, the
makeup.
Because
I've seen pictures of you on set. You're in full makeup.
I'm a demon. I'm red. I have horns, and I'm wearing sort of like a Best Buy type outfit. Like it's a since it's corporate, so it feels visually very cartoony, and a lot of the jokes are, but it still has the characters are relatable. So it's the tone is really cool.
Is there going to be a lot of like special effects and CG stuff? Or
yeah, lot of green screen. A lot of CG stuff.
I think you're in a cartoon. I think you've been tricked.
I just go into a recording booth and they dress me up, but it's just my voice. What is that?
Yeah, what is that called?
Well, I don't know. Let's ask. Mocap suit on with like all the balls all over you, and you're like,
I wasn't paying attention. No,
you're not even on a show.
What's
There's
that?
No, show.
No. I'm a vagrant. I just sort of found myself on this stage, and I apologize for being here.
Well, you are dressed pretty poorly.
Well, from the man who's wearing sandals that are leopard print.
Whoever's dressed. The word. We don't want to get into that contest on the stage right now.
Who is dressed the worst right now?
It's usually me.
I think it's you.
Yeah. It's definitely me.
Your weightlifting t-shirt.
None of my clothes ever even fit me to begin with, so throw that on top of the fact that...
Well,
we should talk to John. You're a giant baby.
Oh, yeah. For those of you... The reason we have to keep it G-rated is because I'm a giant baby. I'm a bearded baby.
Yeah, it's actually G-rated for him. You guys are fine. You're doing totally fine.
Yeah, if you're in the audience, you could whisper curses amongst yourselves and stuff like that.
Yeah, just fill in. It's sort of a Mad Lib for cursing for the show is...
Let's. This is actually a question that I had. So, for the DC Universe thing, do you think that would ever move into live action? Do you think that's something they would ever play around with? I don't even know if that's your department necessarily.
No, I mean, you know, I'm in animation, so we pretty much stick to animation, and you know,
take that, Zalby.
Sorry,
stupid question.
Yeah. There's a lot
as an animator. Do you find yourself working with real people?
When are you going to get a real job?
Unlike us who host a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, really when I do signings, you know, I'm a writer, so when I do signings, like with the actors and people come up to me and do signings, like, what do you do? I go, I'm the writer, like, that's okay. It's like, they clearly being a writer.
Bob?
Like,
it's only your Bob is
actually. They just glare at you.
Yeah. So, no, I'm used to being in the animation ghetto, so it's okay. Yeah. No, but, you know. There really is. We coordinate with the film and the you know television just to keep the brand on point. But you know we all sort of stay in our little corners.
Yeah. You've worked on a ton of DC properties at this point. Do you have a favorite? And is there one that you're dying to do?
Brave and the Bold probably is my favorite, because, you know, it's kind of a silly take on Batman. It was sort of unexpected. It came out about the same time the first Nolan Batman movie came out, and everyone was expecting, super serious Batman cartoon. And when they saw, like, the first image of what our show was, it was sort of that Dick Spring Batman with a pink background. They like sort of went nuts. They like wanted to tear us apart. It's
literally the opposite of Christopher Nolan's.
Yeah,
Batman.
It's like, what are you doing? And you know, Batman fans, comic book fans in general, have trouble understanding like cartoons are supposed to. These cartoons are for like 6 to 11, so they want to see like more decapitations and stuff like that.
Yeah. Every 6-year-old I meet is just.
So, you know, it took, like, the show was on for, like, 3 years, but by the end of year 3, people were like, yeah, it was cool. Like, they begrudgingly admitted that.
And that's the praise you've always been wanting. Right? 3 years of hard work followed by, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. You didn't suck so bad.
All right. She's, cool. like, 10 years old.
She just made a decapitation motion.
She's like, somebody better get their head cut off. We're like,
But it is funny because we were sort of, we looked like a much younger show. We were able to get away with so much more, you know, adult stuff because you know, everyone's like, oh, it's for kids. But we had like more murders and killings and all sorts of stuff than the animated series. Yeah. So we sort of snuck in some adult stuff.
I don't remember what I was doing that I came across this, but I was doing research for something and I ended up stumbling down this hole where it turns out Batman Wants Nachos kind of became a meme.
Yes.
Yeah, talk about that.
Well, okay, I worked also, one of my early gigs was The Batman, and, they were trying to hip up The Batman, so the network executives were like, you know, let's make him go to concerts, let's put guitar music, let's have him eat nachos.
Really? Those executives are super plugged.
Well, because it's like, in the comics, Alfred would always bring Batman, like, a cup of tea, and the network's like, kids don't like tea. Yeah. So have Alfred bring him some nachos. And so we did that as, like, a give to the network, and the internet, like, exploded with so much hate over the fact that Batman is eating nachos. It's like, he would never eat nachos. Cheese is bad for you.
And yeah, Batman
it's
like, is carb-free.
Yeah, carb-free, non-dairy, exactly.
So we were,
only meat.
We were doing an episode where we split the three personalities of Batman, and, we did the super aggro Batman, which is supposed to sort of represent a lot of, like, the hardcore Batman fans, and then the sort of stoner Batman, and then the science Batman. And I thought it would be pretty funny to throw in Batman eating nachos as a reference to that. And, you know, we have aggro Batman basically admonishing him, Batman does not eat nachos. And, you know, it sort of took off from there. I mean, a lot of stuff I put in from Brave and the Bold were like sort of reactions to either people being pissed off about stuff we were trying to do that was kind of fun or innocent or whatever. Just, and, you know, putting our sort of spin on it. So that's Batman does eat nachos.
It's Big Nacho, man. Yeah. They're infiltrating everything. I knew it, man. It's Big Nacho.
The nacho cheese conglomerate is running this country.
We are the 99% of the nacho corporation.
We did get a licensing fee from Doritos on that show.
I don't want to spoil the end of Dark Knight Rises, but Batman challenges Bane to a nacho eating contest.
Yeah.
And they both win because you always win when you eat nachos.
Yeah. Frito-Lay. Yeah, exactly. Don't you always win when you eat nachos?
Guys. Tell us at Frito-Lay.com. Tweet at Nacho Tour if you have nachos near you.
So
we just made over $250 million.
Cool, like Warner Brothers. What are we talking about?
I'm curious, actually, since you have worked on so many different iterations of Batman, do you think there's an ideal version of Batman?
No, I don't think there is an ideal version. I think, we sort of poked fun of that notion in one of the episodes of Brave and the Bold, where Batmite sort of goes to Comic-Con and explains that, you know, Batman is a pretty, you know, flexible character. There's all sorts of interpretations of him. And, I think it's just, can you do whatever interpretation? Like, our interpretation in Brave and the Bold wasn't that different from the Schumacher stuff, you know? But I think we did it a little bit more closely related to the comics. Yeah. So,
well, what about you guys? Do you have a favorite version of Batman from the movies, from TV, or anything?
It's Adam West
Adam West?
The movie, the Adam West movie, Batman.
Shark repellent Batman.
Shark spray.
In that movie where they turn all the UN members to dust?
Yeah.
Well, that scared me so badly when I was a kid. I thought for sure it was going to somehow, I was going to walk in a room and be like, oh, this is where the Joker turns people to dust.
But you have a phobia of dust.
Yeah.
Well, there was that part where, like, Batman has hard water and soft water on tap in the Batcave. And then when I was a kid, I couldn't wrap my head around that. I was like, Dad, we need hard water in the house. He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, Batman has hard and soft water.
And that's when you were given up for adoption.
Yeah, and then my father gave me up for adoption.
And you became a wandering giant baby.
Yep. Then I was taken in by a kindly old British guy named Alfred.
And he gave you a ton of nachos.
That shark repellent episode, if I remember correctly, Batman has to face off against a Joker in a surf contest. And the Joker has taken the brain of an award-winning is not correct, surfer. And
like a two-time award-winning
Oscar Tony-nominated surfer.
Great voice. So he takes the brain, so he destroys Batman in the contest. But Batman wins because he is safe by repelling the sharks that are infesting the beach.
I think it's the movie when he's in a ladder and a shark jumps up and bites his leg.
Yeah.
And he goes, Robin, quick, pass me the shark repellent. Opens the glove compartment of the chopper, and there's, like, giant squid repellent, shark repellent, manta ray repellent, and Robin's like, ah, this one! And, like, drops it out of a movie helicopter. Batman catches it, sprays it on a shark, and he falls off. Yeah.
But that was based on a real event that happened to the writer of the movie.
Yeah. Right. That's actually Jaws 2 with Batman added into it.
Right. Yeah, Jaws 2 was a documentary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of Adam West Batman was a documentary. He fought crime in a suburb of New York City.
I'm pretty sure all of the Batman movies were documentaries.
Yeah. Except for the one that's coming out in a few
Dark Knight Rises is
the only one they've taken some.
Do you have a favorite Batman interpretation?
That's tough. I don't know. Batman,
George Clooney.
Val Kilmer, but only in the second act of that. Probably Batman the Animated Series is the one I watched when I was a kid, and I was like, oh, that's what Batman is. He's nice a lot of the time. Like, Bruce Wayne was such a nice guy, but he was, like, very strict on crime as well.
Yeah. Craig, what about you?
That's a great question.
Thanks, Craig.
I'm going to go now. I don't know. I liked, which is the one that Frank Miller did?
Dark Knight Returns?
Yeah, that one was...
Batman Year Round.
Both of those were really... Okay. I don't know. I just like...
You don't know who Batman is, do you?
I don't know what's happening and what are those cars over there? They look strange. No, I like
my favorite Batman is Miss Batman. She has the pink bow.
Yeah, she eats those little fruits as she goes from board level to level.
Yeah, man. Miss Batman can handle ghosts like none other.
But I like that one. I like the one where I like him in the future. Like, I like when they mess around. Like, as you were saying...
Oh, Batman Beyond?
When there's sort of spins on things, I like that type of stuff. Like, I don't know if you introduced me to this, but anytime there's a spin, like, I read those, what's it, Art Baker, he did the Plastic Man.
Kyle Baker.
He did art. He made art.
Yeah. His last name is Baker, and he eats Kyle.
There's four Comic-Con snipers pointing at you. I misquoted someone!
Yeah, you've crossed many lines.
I was brought in to ruin all the names and forget everything. But those are really funny. The Plastic Man, they're just really funny. I like when there's spins on things.
So your favorite Batman is Plastic Man, Kyle Baker.
Yeah. What's the question?
And I think when you said, I think you introduced me to it, I think you mean because I own a Plastic Man t-shirt.
I don't think it's fair.
So you didn't even read it.
I've never read before. I can't read. Let's start there. I don't know.
Oh, I only read t-shirts. It's really as in-depth as I want to get.
What's your favorite t-shirt? My favorite t-shirt is Lacoste.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Whoa, big
I
money,
love man! But actually, yeah, it's so expensive.
We all three went to see Mission Impossible: Ghost Protocol when they showed the first 10 minutes of the new Batman. Yeah. That got me. I love the new Batman. I mean, it's great.
That was amazing. That footage was awesome.
So great.
The second Batman movie was 8 different action movies
smashed
in
together.
One. Like, any little segment of that movie is a plot to another act. Like, just the boat with the explosives on it. It's like, choose which one
the boat
survives.
Yeah, that's like a speed movie. That's Speed 3.
Yeah, it's like Speed 3 cruising.
Dark Knight Rises is going to be like every movie. It's going to be a documentary at different points. It's going to be a romantic comedy.
Finding Nemo is going to like swim by in the background.
Yeah. Everything exists.
Now, for those of you guys listening at home, you might not know this, but we're actually sitting across from every single Batmobile is out on the field in front of us from all
to
the
To be
movies.
Fair, some of these people here might not know that.
Yeah, do you guys know that there's Batmobiles behind you?
Don't give them something else to look at.
Guys, why are you here when you can just be over there?
More fun over there.
There is so much stuff going on. Just,
oh, also, that building has a lot of things going on.
There's a comic book convention over there.
There was a For Better or For Worse panel yesterday. You could have checked that out.
Yeah, great.
And that's the overflow of the extra stage. So if, like, this gets too crowded, feel free to head over to that building.
Yeah, that's not the line outside Hall A.
They've got some minor random things going on.
Yeah.
What year was the original built?
Is that a quiz question for us?
Yeah.
I'll tell you
1966.
What.
1916.
Yep. 1616.
I remember when Henry Ford
invented the Batmobile and then later developed that into a car. The Model T came second.
His inspiration was vengeance.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I want to build something that'll help me with my vengeance, said Henry Ford.
Well, his parents were killed by a horse, and so he was like, I'll get them, and now there are barely horses anywhere.
And the horse was Mr. Ed.
Yeah, right.
Who's
guys, it's been about 15 minutes since we mentioned nachos, so I'd like to just bring it back to nachos.
Are you hungry?
Feel free, everyone, to grab nachos later on today. Dip
crunch
it
into a Frito nacho.
Dip it, salsa, cheese, guac, whatever you want. Yeah. Nachos.
Tell us what you're choosing at Frito-Lay.com.
You guys haven't asked what our favorite nachos are.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. We're getting there. I'm still on the Batmobiles. We haven't even talked about that yet. I passed by on Wednesday, and I don't know if they've been doing this every day, and I'm not special at all, but I saw a guy get into the Bat Tumbler, open it up, climb in, close it up, and turn it on and rev it.
Oh, that was a thief.
Awesome.
Was
what?
A thief.
That was a thief. He drove away with it, and he never came back.
Yeah. He was so a famed cool. cat burglar.
Yeah. Bat burglar.
Oh, slam.
Nice. Yes. Nice. I like over there under the specs of the original Batmobile, it says, like, weapons and gadgets, and the first one is Bat Phone.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, this car comes equipped with a phone.
Everyone was like, no way.
Who does Batman need to call when he's driving? A, that's dangerous. B, who's he's like Robin.
Get me some nachos.
We can pre-order food like a nacho or any other type of Mexican food, which is the only thing Batman eats. I think we can check the deal on that. He pre-order it so he can just pick it up and go.
All right. So that's why the Bat Phone exists and the Batmobile is for him to pre-order nachos.
Yes.
Right. And order movie tickets to The Dark Knight Rises, coming to theaters soon.
Make sure to grab some Frito-Lay nachos on your way to the movie theater.
Great. We're printing money for Warner Brothers now. We're doing our own marketing tie-ins, whether they like it or not.
Yeah, they're waiting backstage to give us all high fives right now.
Exactly. Well, and Frito-Lay is going to be really impressed with this work we're doing here as well.
That's good. We don't want to do podcasts. We want to work for Frito-Lay.
Did we talk general con stuff? We've all been at the con.
That's what I was going to get into next.
Oh, nice.
What
don't
have you guys done?
Get this. Sorry.
It's fine.
Welcome to Alex and Friends.
Well, that's why I get to sit in this area.
Let's talk about the con. Go ahead.
No, screw it up. I was just going to say at this point in the conversation to move it away from nachos briefly.
Impossible.
Don't worry.
It'll come back.
Yeah.
On Nacho
Big Nacho.
Cast.
Oh my! I'm looking at the crowd. There's a man with a T-shirt that says Nacho Man from right. I can see.
Are you serious?
It does.
We know.
This is the best day of your life.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I can't believe you didn't pipe up 20 minutes ago.
He just realized he had that shirt on.
He's been sleeping through this entire thing.
He was just like, honey, I wish I had my Nacho Man shirt on right now.
Well, his wife's a genius. So
let's talk about the con. What have you guys seen at the con? What's been exciting at the con, and what are you looking forward to?
I interviewed Anthony Bourdain yesterday.
Yeah?
And then I saw him at...
That's why you came to Comic-Con, right? To meet Anthony Bourdain?
Yeah, exactly. I'm a real food geek. What are you guys all doing here?
It was from a dating website you were meeting. You know?
Yeah, for those of you guys who don't know, Anthony Bourdain wrote a graphic novel called Get Jiro that just came out from Vertigo Comics. It's actually a lot of fun. It's a set in kind of a post-apocalyptic world where chefs are the most important people in the world.
Yeah,
and
he's a megalomania.
It starts off with this guy, Jiro, who isn't one of the chefs that controls the world. Guy is getting sushi. He's getting he orders California rolls at his restaurant, and he immediately chops off his head. There we go. We brought it back to decapitation.
Decapitation.
Nice. Good.
If he was eating nachos, he would have been safe.
Yeah.
But it's a really fun novel. You should check it out. How was the interview?
It was good. And then I saw him this morning in the real, like, way far end of the con just buying T-shirts. I think he's really through the looking glass when it comes to comic
books. So he's like, he's bought
he's
in.
He's losing it, yeah.
He's like, I haven't been back to my hotel in 4 days.
He sold all of his knives to buy a Bazinga t-shirt, so.
One of my favorite sightings was I was walking with Henry Zebrowski, who's also in the show that I'm working on. And Kevin Sorbo walked by, and all of a sudden, Henry turned into a five-year-old kid, and he goes, Mr. Sorbo, Mr. Sorbo, can I get an autograph? And Kevin Sorbo was like, you got to come to the booth. He was, like, walking through, and Henry was so dejected. It was so sad.
Yeah.
But that was a great sight.
Don't cross Sorbo. He owns a comic book store now, so he...
Does he? Really?
No.
Oh.
No.
We got to go if he does.
Yeah, we got to go.
Kevin Sorbo is in the movie Cull the Conqueror, which is, like, unofficially in the Conan plotline. Awesome movie. Just want to say. I believe it's on Netflix Instant, too, so enjoy.
Yeah, really promoting a movie from, like, the late 80s. Yeah.
I actually did a...
baby got tired.
I haven't had milk in a long time. Don't think of that image in your head.
Cool, nice.
G-rated show.
Play cool.
G-rated.
You can't say milk.
You can't say
Can't drink milk.
Am I hockey stick K?
So what were you
going to
say about the con? What have you?
For me, for the con is this is my third year in a row coming, and I just am like a child. I immediately go to like the same. I buy Dungeons & Dragons dice right when I get here every year. Made Justin come with me. I was like, oh dude, come on. Just like buy them.
He was like, should I get a coffee mug or a pitcher? I was like, I don't know. How many dice need to roll at one time?
Oh, a lot. I got some heavy damage weapons I'm rolling with. Sorry, guys. Yeah. This is too nerdy for these people.
Yeah.
Look, I know I'm dressed like Drizzt Do'Urden, but I can't handle this anymore.
Yep, you lost me there.
I was mostly covering panels while I'm here.
Sweet.
And, yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Radical.
Mostly wait in lines, is what you're telling us?
No, I skip the lines.
Ooh. Yeah.
Nice. I got
security
access.
Or what's the deal?
Yeah, how about the security detail?
Great job.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Everybody's very nice to the security people all the time.
Yeah. Why do you have to make people keep it moving all the time?
I don't know. Power play. I was going to say I was in the Before Watchmen panel, DC's Before Watchmen panel earlier today, and they're talking about Before Watchmen. It's kind of interesting. They're talking about the project and the controversy. For those of you guys who don't read comics or don't know about it, you know, Watchmen, the movie, graphic novel, DC is doing a bunch of series that take place as a prequel to Watchmen. And so far, I think you've been reading most of them, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I like them. They're
actually pretty good. The art is pretty good. The
art's
writing's
amazing.
Pretty solid across the board. Some issues better than others. But, you know, pretty intellectual panel, relatively staid panel, where they're sort of heading off the audience being upset about the project. And then in the middle, Jim Lee runs up on stage. He jumps on stage and says, hey, I'm so sorry to interrupt this panel, but we have an announcement we got to make right now, and this is our only panel going on right now. So let me welcome special guest Quentin Tarantino. And Quentin Tarantino just jumps on stage, announces a 5-issue Django Unchained miniseries that he's doing based on his entire script. The crowd goes nuts. Pictures snapping all over the place. He says, sorry for crashing your panel. Thanks so much. And leaves. And somehow they have to get back to doing a Before Watchmen panel after that.
Wait, why didn't he announce it during his actual Django Unchained panel? He's like,
we got to
do it right now in the middle of this other thing.
Yeah, he's unchained. Yeah. That's the thing.
He's actually going around to different panels announcing different things. He was at the For Better or For Worse panel. He announced he's doing an arc on
I think
that.
He's scheduled to interrupt this and talk about a web series.
He's just standing right off stage like, give me one.
I got this whole line of nachos tied with Django Chain.
He'll be showing up at people's houses for the rest of the year, just interrupting dinners with a lot of hot news.
I learned something interesting today about the con. So a lot of celebrities come to the con, but they don't like to walk the floor necessarily because they get mobbed and people bother them. People ask Kevin Sorbo for autographs. I'm throwing him in the celebrity round here. Very loosely using the word celebrity. But do you know, sometimes you see people in costumes and you're like, who is this weirdo in a nice... Someone's revving the tumbler. All right, back to our show.
Let's stop for 5 minutes just in case we could hear it.
You see a guy in like a regular shirt and like a stormtrooper mask just on top of his head. That might be a celebrity who quickly bought a mask just so they could walk around the car.
So the lesson is just knock off masks of anybody walking by.
Yeah, it's a great
The real
way.
Lesson is ask every single person you see for an autograph. That's the way to truly enjoy the con.
We're actually supposed to have... Chris Daughtry was maybe going to be on the show from American Idol and Rockstar. And apparently last year when he was here, he said the same thing. Oh, I can't walk the con floor because I'll get recognized by too many people. I'll be stopped too many times. He's a huge Batman fan, so he dressed as Batman and then apparently got stopped even more because his Batman costume was so good.
Well, he spent like several $1,000s on it, right. Not just cardboard.
Yeah, he got plastic surgery so his chin looked like Christian Bale's.
Yeah.
Last night we were crossing over by the trolley, and the cops are like, "Wait there, Batman!" A guy in a Batman suit comes running over, as if just because he has a Batman suit, he could not listen to the police and walk by.
And walk through a trolley.
Yeah, and he was like, so sad. He like stormed over, and the cop is like, calm down, buddy. Yeah. Stand right here. And then Wolverine comes up right next to him, and he's like, well, what's going on? Where's Dick's Last Resort? And it's like, oh, it's over there. And they're like, okay, see you later. And they just stormed away to go eat nachos, people.
Yeah.
Eat nachos. One serving of nacho a day is not enough.
Craig, you're a doctor. Can you talk to us more about ingesting the gluten in nachos?
And I'm just saying, you can top it with nacho cheese, and that's the healthier choice. Please, people.
So, guys, in a little bit, we're probably going to open it up to questions from you guys. If you have questions for any of our guests about Craig's Adult Swim show or his shorts or shirt, interest in Plastic Man shirts.
Yep. Any, of the,
any of the stuff Michael has worked on for DC Animated or anything like that, definitely ask that. But first, I wanted to ask you, what's the con like for you? What are you busy with right now?
Mostly awkward encounters with celebrities. That's my sort of go-to thing for the con is like, you know, seeking out the sort of childhood heroes and cornering them and having an awkward conversation. So my main awkward conversation yesterday was with Jeff Cohen, who you may remember as Chunk from the Goonies.
Ooh, that's how did you ID him?
He was a childhood hero? When you were a kid, he was a hero?
Absolutely.
He does what he
wants. There's like seven other more badass characters
not for
in
his
movie.
Role in the movie.
I will do the truffle shuffle right now for everyone.
He's an entertainment lawyer.
Yes, he is. And apparently he is ruining everything, and he's very proud about it. He won't let any Goonie thing come back because he wants to get paid tons of money for all of it. So, yeah, basically I cornered him and screamed at him. What is wrong with you? Wow. So that was probably my highlight. And the other fun thing is, you know, I work with a lot of animation legends, which I put that in quotation marks because nobody in animation really is a legend.
Like Snagglepuss?
Yeah, exactly. but, you know, so, G-A-S-S. You know, I work with like Bruce Timm, Alan Burnett, people, you know, if I go to lunch with them in L.A., nobody recognizes them. But then if I go to like a bar over here, it's like, it's crazy. It's like being here with like rock stars and seeing them get like mobbed by all sorts of people and nobody recognizing me, so that's always fun.
Nice.
Well, I think we have time for probably one or two questions if anybody has something. Anybody
just raise shout it hand. Out if
yeah
need
nacho
be.
Man,
I've got a lot of information on nachos available if
yeah
people
yeah
are.
A Blade, no, you're not Blade.
That was racist. You just assumed he was Blade because he's a black guy?
Well, he's holding a blade.
He's holding a blade. Oh, you have a cape on. Never mind. I take it back. I didn't see the cape.
Oh, nice. Oh,
are we all original nice. Characters?
Yeah. What's your question?
What's your question?
Your costume.
I'm always
costume.
A fan of original character costumes that so I think yours so far is definitely the best one I've seen. Nice. Also, you're holding two knives and staring at us, so yep. Whatever you want, sir.
He's grabbing guns.
No, he's got guns and knives.
Guns and knives.
My friend, is an original character. You have guns and knives.
I saw a tiny, tiny little kid, probably two or three today, dressed as Voltron, which was adorable. He could barely move at all.
He said, help me.
Yeah, it was adorable.
I saw a kid, the parents dressed up their kid as like a Lego man, and he was crying, and then and somebody's like, can I take a picture? And they put the head back on the crying kid. It's like, what are you doing? You
can't hear his cries underneath the mask.
I saw a dude in a Rascal, like a really overweight guy in a Rascal, and the front of the Rascal had a dragon head on it, and it had like a canopy, and he was like a dragon rider.
So that's
like,
cool.
He's just like buzzing slowly around the car.
You took a picture of the female Chewbacca?
Yeah, Chewbacca, somebody called her.
Terrifying.
Very strange. Yeah. To see
terrifyingly hot.
Still terrifying.
It was weird because it was a full mask. I thought like she had somehow like put hair, like clayed hair on her face, but the mouth was like a stuck smile, and you could see her real mouth under it. So it was very creepy up close.
Terrifying. I saw an Earthworm Jim costume where his mouth moved, and it was scary. All these costumes are scaring me. I don't know.
Last night outside that restaurant was a 6'6" guy in a full Jason mask holding what I think was just like a real machete, and he wasn't moving.
Jason is on the loose at this time.
They just specified real Jason.
Yeah. The other one that I saw last night, I was walking to the Hyatt, and I saw guy.
Ooh,
totally
plug of the hotel he's staying at.
Delicious.
I was going to the Hyatt room 421. Anyone wants the party later? Nachos.
And there was a guy in a Mexican wrestler mask, bare-chested, with a shake weight. I'm pretty sure he was not actually in a costume.
With a shake weight?
He was just walking.
His original character, Johnny Shakeweight.
Michael, have you seen any good costumes?
I actually haven't seen any costumes while I've been down here.
Yeah. Have you had anybody dress up as any of your characters? Have you ever had that experience?
They have. I've never actually seen them in person. My goal is to see... I worked on a musical episode of Brave and the Bold, and we had a original character, Music Meister, that Neil Patrick Harris played. And I've seen online like 5 or 6 people do cosplay of it, but nobody in person. So if anybody
That's
knows
your challenge.
If you guys see a Music Meister here at Comic-Con, send him towards Michael.
Or the Thundercats. I hear there are Thundercats from the series I've worked at, but it's all I've seen is original series, which is quite insulting.
Yeah. Well, you just work in live action, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Guys, I think we got to go, but before we go, a couple of things. Craig, you want to plug your stuff, show, your Twitter?
Your Pretty Face is going to HE Double Hockey Sticks. I believe we'll be out in early 2013, and you can check me out on Twitter at Craig Rowan.
Yeah!
Got it. And check out Nachos at Nachos or Nachos.com.
Michael, pleasure to
start. Teen Titans Go will be coming out spring of 13, so look forward to that.
Awesome. Nice. And a couple of things. You can check us out at...
I have stuff.
Yeah, plug your stuff. You're sitting with us.
Next Tuesday, whatever that is, or Tuesday night at 11:30 on MTV2, Guy Code Season 2 premieres. It's a misogynistic look at advice for men.
Oh, can I plug my podcast, too, as well?
Yeah.
Let me, can I get more?
Way to interrupt his plug. Re-plug himself.
No, I had about 6 more things I wanted to plug.
Yeah, that's every episode.
Guys,
I'd like to plug this fight we're having right now.
Yeah. I'm doing a powerlifting competition in early August in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
That's also true.
My podcast is It's That Episode. And I invite people to watch any TV show they want, and we talk about it.
All right, there you go. Yep. And you can check us out at comicbookclublive.com. We do a live show in New York every Tuesday night, totally free if you're ever in town. Check us out. Also, check out our podcasts on Nerdist.com. They go up every single week. This one should be up, sometime next week, something like that.
Yeah.
So check that out and tell your friends. A couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank Michael for being on the show.
Yeah!
Craig! Woo! Most of all, I want to thank you guys. Thank you, San Diego. Enjoy the nachos!
Good night, guys.
Nacho Con.
Oh, and thanks to the WB Extra Stage for having us here.
Whoa.